Thanks, Virgil. We're here at the Kiko School with the Sandpoint Eagles playing their hometown T-Jack. Anthony Webster just getting a point there for the Eagles. It's 4-1 in favor of the T-Jacks. Gary Gould with a pass over to Jason. It's going to almost go out of bounds. He'll save it. The whistle and the ref is signaling 2 shots. We'll see who that foul is on. 2-5. There must be a 2-5 out here. And that will be a foul on... I don't even have a 25. They have a 2. I'm going to assume that's Chancellor Griffin. But that foul put Gary on the line for 2 shots. His first shot is up and good, making it 5-1. Just under 6 minutes here in the first quarter. Gary, according to my thing, having all 5 points, I honestly missed one, and I assume Gary made it. So. The first one's up, and it's no good. A fight for a rebound between Graydon and Edmund. It's going to go off the hands of Graydon. Position will be with the Eagles. Anthony Webster will bring it down for them. He'll get past half court. He'll try to get past his defense. He does. He shoots. Oh, it's no good. Rebound by Gary Gould. He's going to rush it down. Go up with it. Oh, and it's short. No good. Almost rebound by Jason. Anthony Webster is going to come out with it. He's running down. He gets in the paint. He puts up a shot. Ooh, and they're going to call travel. Looking like he was looking for a foul call, but he just got an extra step in there. So the ball's going to go with them to the T-Jacks. Graydon Severn brings it down. Eagles playing a man defense. He'll get it, ooh, right into the hands of Stephen Galvin, my favorite little Eagle. He'll pass off to, oh, that'll be swatted out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. He tried to get it under the basket to Cumberledge, but it just didn't happen. So Gary will bring it down for the T-Jacks. Gary into the paint to Jason. Jason goes up strong. Oh, and it just can't make it happen. Anthony Webster is going to come out with it. And a timeout call being called by Coach Brandon Smith. Boys are playing a very fast-paced game, but it just must be jitters. First home game for the boys. I don't know if Austin ever got back to that rookie game, but 61-43 was the final score. Rookies with that win, making them 3-0 at the start of the season. Great job, rookies. So still 5-1, 5-2-1 in favor of the T-Jacks. And Cumberledge with the inbound pass to Webster. They'll bring it down slowly. T-Jacks looking like they're playing a man as well. Oh, no, they're playing a zone. Very tight zone. Even for three, that's up and no good. Rebound by Carl Smith. He puts it up, no good. Gary's going to pull it down. He's going to push it down. He's running down the court. Puts up a jump shot. That one's up and good. 7-1. Stephen Galvin will bring it down for the Eagles. Ooh, and he passes out to Parker. Parker for three. Oh, no good. Carl with the rebound. Over to Cumberledge. Cumberledge to Webster. Webster for three. That one's in and out. Graydon Brandle's going to pull that one down. Toss it off to Graydon Severn. Severn to Duarte in the paint. He'll put it up. That one's up and good. 9-1. T-Jacks with the lead. And Cumberledge will bring it past half court. Get it off to Parker. Parker to Carl. Carl for three. One of these is going to fall for them. It's just not going to be that one. Graydon with the T-Jacks will bring it down. He'll pass it into Gary. Gary blocked shot by Carl. He'll still get it. Pass it off to Jason. Jason to Braden. Braden back out to Gary. That one's off. 3 points off. His 3-point attempt was off. Webster, bring it down for the Eagles. He'll give passes. Defense. He'll put up a jump shot. That one's up and good. 3 points for him. And he'll have all 3 points for the Eagles. 3-9. Gary with a pass to Brian. He'll try to run the baseline. Nice defense. No, it's stolen away. Pass over to Steven. Oh, and he's just surrounded by white. Graydon will come out with it. Nice dish off to Graydon. He puts up a shot. It's no good. Rebounded by Duarte. He'll put that shot up. No good, but he'll will draw the foul. So Jason will be on the line for his two shots. First shot is up and good. And we have Zachary Kozakin coming into the game for Brian Akeley. We have Gould, Brandel, Severin, Duarte, and Kozakin in for the T-Jacks. And his second one is up and off, rebound by Carl Smith. And Cumberledge will bring it down for the Eagles over to Webster. Webster at the top. Oh, goodness gracious. Little Steven was under the hoop just dancing around, and by the time he realized it, defense settled off the hands of Kozakin. Possession will stay with the Eagles. Inbound pass to Cumberledge, over to Galvin. He puts up a three. Oh, and it's off the mark. And Duarte will come out with it. Long pass over to no one. It's going to go out of bounds. Possession will go to the Eagles, and we're just at 2.5 minutes here left in the first quarter. Cumberledge again bringing it down. He's trapped. He's trying to get somebody to... He will try to get it over to Webster. It'll be stolen away by Gary Gould. Gary goes over to Graydon. Graydon puts it up. Nice for 2 points for him. 12-3 as Stephen Galvin will bring it down for the Eagles. Looking for somebody. He'll find Carl Smith. Nice cut in. Oh. Nice pass and cut by Stephen. Carl found him cutting into the hoop. It was a crazy shot, but it's only because he was fouled by a few people. Those fouls will put him on the line for two shots. And this first shot is definitely perfect. And we have Akeley coming in for Gary Gould. And Stephen's second shot is up and off. Rebound by Graydon Severin. Oh, nice pass to Graydon cutting into the hoop. It was just a little too fast. Can go off his hands. In for the Eagles, we have Larson, Galvin, Cumberledge, Webster, and Smith. Edmund down to Webster all by himself, but it'll be swatted out by Akeley. Oh, goodness. Oh, that whistle is going to be a travel call as Duarte didn't quite settle his feet down before he put up that shot. So possession again will go to the Eagles as Galvin brings it down. Oh, nice pass and down to Anthony Webster. He was cutting into the hoop. That one's up and good. Good look. And Duarte over to Severin. Severin to Kozak, and he takes the shot, passes it over to an almost out of bounds. They'll regain their composure there and get it off to Duarte. He puts up a three. And, ooh. that one was up and off, and a few boys tried to get it and go out of bounds. Last touch by the T-Jacks, and Stephen Galvin will bring it down for the Eagles. Looking for somebody. Ooh, and he'll pass to where he thought Anthony would be, but he'll pass right into Akeley's hand. And he'll get it off to Graydon. Graydon will take the pass, put it up. And good for 2 points. 14-6, just 45 seconds left here in the first quarter. As Cumberledge brings it down, lost the pass over to Larson. Larson into Webster. Webster in the paint. He goes up strong. No good. And see who comes out with it. The T-Jacks will. A long pass over to Graydon. And he'll try to go up for that layup, and I'll just go out of his hands and out of bounds. 28 seconds left. I'm sure the Eagles just hoping for one more play here. And Cumberledge trying to get past his defense. He'll get into Webster. Webster drives, puts up a shot. No good. Rebound by Braden Brandle. Over to Graydon. Graydon will go up with it. Oh, that one's up in good. 10 seconds left here. As Webster will bring it down. He'll get it to Steven. Let's see if Steven can get this buzzer beater off. He'll get it to Carl Smith. Carl Smith puts it up. Oh, and that looked like it was almost going to go in. But it didn't. T-Jax with the 10-point lead here at the end of the first quarter. 16-6. Anthony Webster with the Eagles having 5 of those 6 points. Steven having the 1 free throw. And Gary Gould with 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. Jason with 1. Graydon with 6. And if you were trying to add those up as I was saying them, please don't. Just trust my letting you know it's 16-6 because I don't know if I'm correct. Please don't take my word on these stats. Virgil, don't laugh at me. I hear you too. But I'm pretty sure that adds up to 16-6. I know, though, there are 2 team fouls on each team. I know that from the board. Who has them, I don't know. But I'll let you know if anybody fouls out. So in for the T-Jacks, we have Severin, Brandle, Duarte, Gould, and Kazakin. And for the Eagles, Cumberledge, Webster, Larson, Smith, and Gallivan. The Eagles will have possession at the beginning of this quarter. And the inbound pass is going to go to Webster. And looking like the T-Jacks are playing a man. And Webster will get past his defense. He'll almost put it up, pass it off. They'll find Parker at the baseline, give back to Webster under there. And that one's up and good. Gary Gould over to Kazakin. Kazakin for 3. Short. Carl Smith's going to pull it down and draw the foul. That foul is going to be on Zachary Kazakin. So, Cumberland will bring it down for the Eagles. He'll find Parker at the 3-point line. Long pass over to Stephen Galvin. He'll run in with it. Oh, nice. Nice work by him. That one's up and off the glass and good for 2. Gary Gould over to Braden Brandle, way outside. Back to Gould. Ooh, it was a long pass over to Jason Duarte under the hoop. It was just really high. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Anthony Webster. Possession will stay here under the hoop for the T-Jacks. And the inbound pass goes to Braden Brandle. To Gary Gould. Gary looking for somebody. He finds Graydon. Graydon with a nice jump shot. That one's up and good. Cumberledge again bringing it down for the Eagles. Quickly picked up by his defense. He'll find Carl Smith at the 3-point line. That one's up and perfect. So just a 5-point lead now for the T-Jacks. 18-13. Gary Gould brings it down again to the right side of the court. He'll find Graydon. Graydon to Kazak, and he puts it up for 3. Oh, that one's up and good. Touché. Cumberland will bring it down for the Eagles. Over to Webster. Webster will drive the baseline, put it up. Oh, and it's short. Pulled down by Graydon. Graydon coming down hard. Long pass over to Kazak, and another 3. That one's up and good. I have never seen him play before, but I'm guessing that they put him in for the 3-point shot. Edmund Cumberland's coming down. They'll try to get it off to Webster. That won't happen. T-Jacks will come out with it, even with a hard foul. And he knows it. Hand goes up. A foul's going to be on the floor. And a full timeout being called by Coach Smith. All right. On the bench for the Eagles, we have Jason Hadarki. I think a couple faces I don't know. But I know that's not Emmanuel Crone. It's Chancellor Griffin, I bet. And Devin Roll is also here. I think Jesse Starnes out for an injury. We wish him the best and hope he heals well. Oh, and we also have Ashton Gunderson here with us. I think those are the boys on the bench. So TJX will inbound pass it under their hoop. And Graydon will find Gary. Gary up for three. Short. And, ooh, almost. The TJX will come out with it. And looking like a clean sweep by Carl Smith. So I'm going to guess that foul was on Edmund Cumberledge. We'll see. Yep, and that foul will put Jason Duarte on the line for two shots. His first shot is up and good. And his second shot is up in the air, taking the three points all at the line. Edmund will bring it down for the Eagles, get it off to Anthony. Ooh, Anthony will fake a long shot and he'll drive. That one is nice, but oh, it just won't go in. Oh, let's see. Oh, nice hustle by Anthony Webster. He's too cute out there with his celebration dances. But, it'll go to the Eagles here. It'll be out of bounds. Webster with the ball. He picks up a shot. No good. He'll get his own rebound. Ooh, get it into Parker, but he just wasn't ready for that pass. It would have been perfect. He was under there all by his lonesome, but it'll go out of bounds. Last touch by him. Gary Gould to bring it down for the TJ. And he will, try to put up a shot. No good. Oh, and the boys mismatched and blocked a couple of their players. They'll find Jason Duarte under the hoop all by himself. He'll put up a shot. Webster will bring it down through the long three. That one's no good. Graydon with the ball for the T-Jacks. You hit him on the way down. I'm so close to the action I could hear every little cuss word these little boys don't think I can. But Anthony Webster telling the ref he blocked that shot, and he did block that shot. But he fouled him. He fouled him as well. So that foul will put Braden Brandle on the line for two free throws. His first one's up and no good. 28-13, still in favor of the T-Jacks. And Braden's second shot is up and no good. Rebound by the Eagles. Pass out to Cumberledge. Oh, long pass over to Webster. He puts up a shot. No good. Rebound by Stephen Gallivan. He'll take the shot. Oh, and it's no good. Well, down by Webster. He'll put it back up. No good. Rebound by Stephen. He'll put it up, and that one's good. So 15-28, Gary Gould with the ball for the T-Jacks. He's yelling at his boys. Into the post to Jason Duarte. They'll put up a shot. That one's good. Cumberledge brings it past half court. Pass over to Gallivan. Gallivan looking for somebody. He'll shoot a long three-point shot, and it's so close. No good. Pulled down by Graydon Severin. Looking like he's going to take it. Oh, and it's no good. Jason Duarte is there to grab the rebound. He'll put it up. No good. Oh. Boys scrambling all over the place. There's just a little slow getting them, but they're tough. They're all good. I think Brandon might have called that timeout to save the possession there. That could have gone either way. So that quick timeout. We'll give the Eagles a possession the end of this 30-second timeout. 30-15. Eagles were a little closer a minute ago, but T.J. decided to run away with it. We will see what happens, though. It can go either way. All right, so Eagles ball. Still 15 to 34 minutes left here in the first half. Gallivan will bring it down for the Eagles. Pass over to Smith. Smith to Parker. Parker to Cumberledge. And he tries to get past the defense and does. Boys will swing it around to Smith. Smith back to Cumberledge. T-Jack's doing a great job with their defense. Nice pass. Parker Larson at the three-point line. It's up and no good. Graydon Severin will again come out with it. He'll put up a shot. That one's up and good. Tricky little behind the shot, behind the back. Shot by him. Webster will try to get past his defense. Graydon thought he got away with the steal, but he will draw the foul as he attempted to get the ball. Looking like, boys are looking for something. Oh, and he might be bleeding. They might have Anthony Webster. I can tell he got one little burn hole on his pants. He probably skinned his leg a little bit. Sadarki coming in for him. And the ref's just getting an alcohol wipe. Clean that up properly. Thanks for that. Always appreciated. And I just got to clean them up, too. They're trying to figure out where he's bleeding, how bad he's bleeding, where the blood dripped. I don't know. Where's a Band-Aid? But we got such good refs there out there cleaning up our mess. As always, our refs tonight, Charles Mack and Joe Calvin. And Anthony Webster's going to go see our EMT on plate, who, as always, is Mark Mitchell. We appreciate that. I'm sure he's just getting a Band-Aid. And again, we have Hadarki coming in for Anthony. All right. Eagles with the ball. Stephen Galvin with the ball, and he'll try to get it up to the Edmund, cutting into the hoop, and it won't happen. Gary with the ball there. Uh-oh. And this foul's going to be on Stephen Galvin. That foul will put him on the line for two shots. All right. And Gary's first shot is up and no good. Oh, goodness, that shot must have went in. So that was a three-point play by him, but it didn't happen. So Stephen Galvin's going to run the baseline, put up a shot. Oh, and it's no good. Darn it. All right, T-Jax with the ball. Oh, he's smoking fast pass down from Gary to Severin, but it'll be intercepted. Stephen with a three-point shot. No good. I see Gary. These boys are playing like they're running out of time, but there's 3 minutes left. They're going so fast. And an air ball shot by Jason Duarte. And that's going to be another foul on Stephen Galvin as he's got Akeley as he was going up for two shots. All right, Jason. Not Jason. What is his name? Brian. Brian's first shot is up. And no good. And we have Griffith, Chancellor Griffith, coming in for Stephen Galvin. And Brian's second shot is up. And no good. Pulled down by Duarte. Out to Gould. 2-3. No good. Pulled down by Akeley. He's going to get a few nice calls there. Jump ball. a few people had a hold of it as he was going up. No foul. So the jump. Possession will stay here with the T-Jacks. Inbound pass to Severn. Long, way off the mark. Now long pass down to Griffith. Griffith letting his men catch up. Gets it over to Cumberledge. Cumberledge drives. Oh, and he gets stuck. They'll get it out to Smith. Smith to Larson. Larson to Hadarki. Down to Griffith all by himself. Oh, and that shot is up and no good. Severn with the rebound. He'll get it off to Gould. Gould to Akeley all by himself under the hoop. That was up and good. 36 now to 15. Oh. Let's see what they're calling. They're going to call a foul on Akeley as Cumberledge was trying to run the baseline there. So inbound pass to the Eagles. Hadarki will have it. Out to Smith. Smith long, three-point shot, very short. T-Jacks with the ball. Long pass down to Duarte. He puts up a three-point shot. No good. Griffith with the rebound. He'll be swatted out of his hand to Akeley. They're going to call travel on that one. So, Eagles with the ball. Smith will bring it down. They'll get past half court. He's immediately met by his defense. They'll get it off to, and the goal to Severn. Severn with the last second pass off to Akeley. He wasn't quite ready for it. He's going to go out of bounds. Possession's going to go to the Eagles. And we have Webster and Gallivan back in the game for the Eagles. Cumberledge will bring it down. He'll get it off to Larson. Larson to Gallivan. Ooh, he'll put up a three-point shot. No good. Rebound by... Oh, goodness. Akeley will come out with it. He'll get it off to Gary Gould. He'll put up a shot. No good. Rebound by Smith. Smith to Cumberledge. Cumberledge trying to get past his defense. He'll try to dish it off to Gallivan. Oh, the boys just all over the place. Was in the hands of the T-Jacks and it was swatted out by an Eagle. Then the Eagles had it, and then they... But there's a foul called on the T-Jacks. Possession's going to go through the Eagles under their hoop. Inbound pass to Larson. Larson to Cumberledge. He'll get it swiped away by Gary Gould. Gary with a three-point shot. No good. T-Jacks will come out with it. Duarte puts up a shot. No good. Oh, and Stevens is going to let it go out of bounds. 32 seconds here left in the first half. 36-15. Cumberledge will bring it down for the Eagles. Pass over to Smith. Smith puts up a little jump shot. No good. He'll get his own rebound. Get it off to Gallivan. Gallivan to Webster. Webster looking at the clock. 15 seconds left. He puts up a three-point shot. Oh, and it's perfect. Nice shot by him. 7 seconds left as Gould brings it to half court. He's looking at the clock. Gets it off to Duarte. Duarte puts it up. No good. And that doesn't well be the end of the first half. 36-17 in favor of the T-Jacks. So, Virgil, I'll hand it over to you for a couple minutes.
All righty, Amy.
Okay.
How long of a break? You can just leave the phone on. I'll take you off of the live on air.
Sure.
We can do some underwriting. How much time are you going to take?
10 minutes.
All righty. I'll put a 10-minute timer on, and I'll talk to you then. Thank you much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Amy Mack, live from King Cove with the first half of T-Jacks and Eagles basketball. Moving on, we are going to give a big thank you in one giant bundle here. It's got a bow on it.
I want to take a quick moment and thank you so much for tuning into the program that you are listening to right now. And we also want to take this time to thank the sponsors of KSDP who make these programs a reality and a possibility. So thank you so much to the Aleutians East Borough, also the City of Sandpoint, Peninsula Airways, and GCI, tell Alaska, the City of King Cove, the Shumagin Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation. Also, thank you to Eider Air and the Aleut Corporation. Without these sponsors, KSDP could not do what it does today. And if you'd like to become a corporate sponsor, please give us a call, 383-5737. Any amount helps, and we really appreciate your time and your support to KSDP, the only source of media in the Eastern Aleutian region of Alaska.
Our friends at Aleutian Services in Cold Bay would like to remind us that Alaska is known for its culture of hunting and fishing. We all need to be careful when using our firearms to hunt both big and small game. Your actions may save the life of a friend or a neighbor. This message sponsored by Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, a community-minded organization with a commitment to the safety and welfare of all Alaskans.
Okay, we've got some shout-out to our underwriters, our supporters, the businesses that throw a little tax-deductible money our way and bring you some nonprofit radio. We're not in it to make money. Just play a little bit of music, bring you some news, and some basketball. Well, we're going to stick with the 80s for our in-between music here. How about some Lips Incorporated, Funky Town.
Take me to Funky Town. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. And if the elevator tries to break you down, go crazy, punch a higher floor. You're living in. Take a look around. At least you got friends. I call my old lady. Old friendly word. She picked up the phone, jumped it on the floor. That's all I heard. I'm not gonna let the elevator break us down. No, no, let's go. Go crazy. Let's get nuts. Slip for the purple.
Rest in peace, O Purple One, the wonder from Minneapolis, Prince and the Revolution. And I just heard a little bit of sound in the background, and maybe Amy's hit her 10 minutes. I'm not sure. In the meantime, we're going to say thank you to the Shumigan Corporation for helping us out.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
All right. We went to Funky Town. We got some prints. Now, Amy Mack back in King Cove. Amy, it's all yours.
Hey. All right. Thanks. We just started the third quarter here. just 30 seconds in, and in those 30 seconds, the T-Jerk scored again. Standpoint with the ball there. Carl Smith will put it up. That one's up for good. 38-20. And Gary Gould to bring it down for the T-Jack. Bring it down nice and slow. Get it over to Kazak, and he'll run the baseline. Get stuck in the wonky pass. It'll go to Gary. He'll put up a shot. No good. Rebound by Larson. Larson to Webster. Webster calling the play. And he'll get it off to Larson. Larson puts up the shot. No good. Rebound by Gould. He'll do a long pass down to Brandle. Brandle back to Gould. Gould over, tries to get it to Braden. It'll go to Braden. He'll find Akeley under the hoop. He'll put up a shot. That one's up and good. 40-20. As Cumberland will bring it down for the Eagles. Gets it to Larson. He puts up a three. No good. Pulled down by Severin. Oh, and it'll be swiped out of his hand by Smith. It'll go out of bounds. Position will stay down that way with T-Jack. Inbound pass is almost stolen away. They'll get it to Braden Brandle. Braden to Graydon. Graydon to Kazakin. He will get past his defense, put up a shot. No good. Pulled down by Akeley. Akeley to Severin. He puts up a shot, no good. Webster will come out with it. He'll bring it down for the Eagles. He will make his way to the hoop, put up a shot, and that one's off the glass and good. Quick inbound pass to Severin. Severin comes down, gets it to Gould. Gould will bring it in the paint, puts it up, no good. Oh, and Webster's going to come out with it. He puts up a shot. Oh, my goodness, looking like he was trying to get it off to Smith. It's going to go into the hands of the T-Jacks. Graydon will put up a shot. That one's completely blocked. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Smith. T-Jacks will have it under their hoop. Inbound pass by Gould to Severin. Severin with a shot. No good. Cumberledge with the ball. He will bring it down for the Eagles. He calls his play. Boys are moving. Get it off to Smith. Mr. Cumberledge. Cumberledge, he'll drive. That one's up. Oh, he heard the whistle. And that foul is going to go on the T-Jack. That foul will put Cumberledge on the line for 2 points. Two shots in hopes of 2 points. This your first shot is up and no good. Still 22-40. All right. Second shot is up and off. Graydon will pull it down. Bring it down. Long pass to Gary Gould. He runs it in, puts up the shot, and that one's up and good. Making it a 20-point lead again for the T-Jacks, 42-22. Long pass to Smith. Missed it. Cumberledge on the baseline. He goes up with it. No good. He'll get his own rebound. He'll bring it all the way up to the top and reset it. Over to Smith. Nice screen by Cumberledge. Gives Smith the shot. No good. Rebound by Kazakin. Kazakin to Gould. Gould looks like he's going to drive. That one's up and good. So Gallivan will bring it down for the Eagles. Call the play. Nice screen by Webster. Oh, goodness gracious. And looking like he was supposed to initially screen and cut, but he just wasn't quite turned around. Now they're going to call travel on Steven. And we have Severin taking a seat for the T-Jacks, and Duarte comes in for them. He'll get the ball, put up a nice shot. No good. Oh, a long pass by Akeley to Kazakin, but that whistle will be a three-second violation on one of the T-Jacks. Not sure why they put Duarte, and he looks like he's limping around, but we'll see how he does. Gallivan will bring it down for the Eagles. Oh, and he'll be met by his defense. He'll try to get past. Gets it to Larson. Larson back to Gallivan. He'll run the baseline. Oh, and he'll just hit the line. Son of a gun, anyway. All right, so the possession's going to go to the T-Jacks. Gary Gould to bring it down long past the Kazakin. Kazakin fakes a three, and it'll almost be stolen away, and it will be stolen away. Webster with the ball. He drives. That one's up and no good. Oh, goodness. Oh, and let's see. Jason Duarte and Edmund Cumberledge are both going for that rebound. Hard foul by Cumberledge. He hits the floor. He comes up just fine. Boys shake it off. That foul will give the T-Jacks the ball. We have Elia Lind coming in the game. Coming in for Kazakin. We have Brandel, Duarte, Gould, Lind, and Akeley in for the T-Jacks. Smith, Larson, Gallivan, Cumberledge, and Webster for the, oh goodness gracious, for the Eagles. And it'll be stolen away from them, and it'll be stolen away again. Boys, just, that was too fast for me. Bottom line, T-Jacks score. Gallivan will bring it down for the Eagles. He drives, takes a shot. He'll draw the foul, but he wasn't quite off the ground. I think he wanted to get a shooting foul. But they're going to call that foul on the ground. Possession will stay here with the Eagles. All right, inbound pass by Cumberledge. It's going to go to Smith. Smith will put up a shot. That one's up and good. 24-46, still in favor of the T-Jacks as Gary Gould brings it down for them. He'll get past the half court, get it off to Lind, Linda Akeley. Akeley will run the baseline, dish it off to Duarte. That one's up and good. Nice play by them. And Cumberledge will call his plays as he comes down past the half court. He's nice screen by Carl Smith. He cuts, so dish it off to him. He puts up a shot, no good. Rebound by Gary Gould. Gould bring it down, long pass over to Duarte. He puts up a three-point shot. That one's up and good. All right, Cumberledge will bring it down again for the Eagles. Screen by Webster. Pass off to Larson. Larson to Smith. Smith with a long three-point shot. No good. Larson will get the rebound over to Cumberledge. Cumberledge for three. No good. And Duarte is going to come out with it. He's going to hustle down the floor. He'll put up it. Looked like a long two-point shot. It's going to go off the rim and out of bounds. Possession will go to the Eagles. And Steven will bring it down for the visitors. He puts up a shot. Short. Akeley will come out with it. Pass off to Gould. Gould calling his plays. Boys moving around. Gets it off to Duarte. Duarte to Lind. Lind to Randall. He'll drive. Oh, put up a crazy shot. Oh, and he throws up a shot, and it didn't hit anything, and he got what he thought was a rebound, but that's called a travel. All right, long pass down to Larson. Larson for three. That one's up and good. Nice three by him. And Gould to bring it down for the T-Jacks. He's being picked up by his defense. Looking like a screen. He puts up a three. No good. Webster with the rebound. He hustles down. And he gets it. Oh, off. Tries to get it across. And it's stolen away by Gould. Gould with a long pass down to Brandel. Brandel puts up a shot. No good. And it's going to go out of bounds, last touch by the T-Jack. Eagles ball. Cumberledge. Bringing it down with just under a minute left here in the third quarter. Over to Larson. Larson for three. No good. Gary Gould with the rebound. He dribbles down, gets it off to Duarte at the top, gets it off to Lind, cutting in the paint. Back out to Gould. And Gary using a couple screens. He almost loses the ball, but he'll get it off to Elia Lind. Elia to Duarte. And that whistle, I'm assuming, is going to be a foul. I just don't know on who. Blue 4-1. That's a foul on Anthony Webster. That foul is on the floor. So the boys will take it out under their hoop. Inbound pass to Duarte. Duarte to Gould. 19 seconds left here in the third quarter. Back to Duarte. He puts up a shot completely blocked again by Smith. Oh, and they're going to call a pushing foul. Right? White to zero. That's a foul on Gary Gould. 12 seconds left. Eagles with the ball. Webster will bring it down. Calling for a couple screens. He's going to drive, puts up a shot. Oh, that one's up and good. Just 3 seconds. 2-1. Gary Gould with the buzzer beater. And those rarely go in anyway. Of course, that was completely off. And I tried on the score. I have like 30 written down. It's 51. I have like 18 for the Eagles, but they're really at 29. So 51-29 still in favor of the T-Jacks. And both teams looking for their first win, I think. T-Jacks lost their first couple games. Their first couple games were against Dutch Harbor Raiders, and they lost. So they are 0-2 right now. And Sandpoint, I do believe this is their first game of the season. So both teams looking for a win here. And for the T-Jacks, Randall, Severin, Duarte, Kazakin and Gould, and still the same five for the Eagles, Smith, Larson, Webster, Gallivan, and Cumberledge. Possession is going to go to the T-Jacks. Inbound pass to Gary Gould. He's met by his defense. He gets it off to Graydon Severin. In the paint, he'll try to shoot or pass or something. It's going to go almost out of bounds. Kazakin's going to try to take off with it, and he's going to travel. So, possession goes to the Eagles. Gallivan will bring it down for them. Nice screen by Webster. Pass off to Webster. Back to Gallivan. Gallivan for three. Short. And it's going to go out of bounds. Possession will go to the T-Jacks. And we have Lind, Elia Carl Lind, coming in for Jason Duarte. And Gary will bring it down for the T-Jacks. Calls a play, boys are moving. D will dribble in, take a shot, send it off to Kazakin. Kazakin will shoot. And that's way off the mark. Graydon Severin will try to save that from going out of bounds, but won't. So, Eagles ball. Cumberledge brings it down, calls his play. Oh, my goodness, they could have called an elbow on that one, but they didn't. Out of bounds. This time off the hands of Cumberledge. And Gary Gould to bring it down again for the T-Jacks. Brings it down to the right side. Uses the screen, takes the three, gets it off to Graydon Severin. He'll drive, put up a small jump shot, no good. He'll get his own rebound out to Kazakin. Kazakin for three, no good. All right, and that's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the T-Jacks. Eagles ball. Cumberledge again calls his play. Gets it off to Smith. Smith for three. Oh, and that was way off. Tommy. It's our ref. He looks good. He shook it off, too. Tough guys all over the place. Graydon, Severin will bring it down. Drive. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, he's hit the deck so hard. They're good. Nothing happened. That, in the last little second, Graydon dished it under to Elia Lynn. And Cumberland's looking like he was going to try to block a shot, and they just collided in the air. And Elia, not knowing what was going on either, because we just heard the whole crash, but somebody would come up crying, but they weren't. So Elia put up shot, no good. Quick timeout called by Coach Shadowbrock. 51-29, 6-19 left here in the first quarter. First game, fourth quarter. And for our hometown T-Jacks, we have seniors Jason Duarte, Gary Gould, and Graydon Severin, juniors Elia Lind and Zachary Kazakin, and sophomores Braden Brandle, Brian Akeley. No freshmen, only because our freshman class consists of two girls. And they're managed by Jaden Brandle. All right, T-Jack, man up as Cumberledge brings it down for the Eagles. Pass off to Larson. Larson for three. No good. And Larson with the rebound. He puts it back up. No good. Let's see if the whistle is. Five, one, blue. I don't even see a 5-1. Must have been 41. We'll say that foul is on Anthony Webster. And Gary will bring it down for the T-Jacks. Nice screen by Severin as he cuts, and Gary will find him. Off the glass, he gets for two. 53-29. Webster will bring it down for the Eagles. He will make his way to the hoop, put up a shot. Oh, and it's short. Oh, nice rebound by Parker. He puts it back up, and he can't make it. Rebound by Gould. Gould will try to get past his defense. Get it off to Kazakin. Kazakin back to Gould. Puts it up for three. That one's up for good. So 56-29, just over 5 minutes left. Cumberledge drives. Oh, it's no good. Oh, and they're going to call a foul on Elia Lynn for that. We have Hadarki coming in for Smith. T-Jack's ball, no, Eagles ball under the hoop here. And Stephen Galvin with the inbound pass. Oh, nice. Oh, he finds Hadarki under the hoop all by himself, but he just can't handle it. And it's going to go out of bounds, last touch by the T-Jack. So Stephen calls the play again. Over to Webster. Webster with the shot. No good. Severin will pull it down. He'll get past the half court. He'll drive. That one's up and good. 58-29. He's just really running away with it now. Cumberledge will bring it down for the Eagles. Over to Hadarki for three. No good. Galvin with the rebound. And he'll get it into Webster. Webster's going to draw the foul. Gary's just going to go over his back a little bit. Anthony shoots after, makes it. And looking for an end one. But that's not even close. We have Brandle coming in for Kazakin. Steven calls his play. Inbound pass will go to Cumberledge. Cumberledge will bring it to the top and reset, and he'll drive. Last second, he'll dish it off. He'll get it out to Stephen Galvin for three. No good. Rebound by Braden Brandle, and it'll be stolen away from him. Ooh, Gary's going to get it, though. And he'll pass it off. And Webster and Gould will end up on the floor, but they're so good to each other. They pick each other up. good boys. Very just a little, walking just a little gingerly on his one foot. Now he's running at full force, so he's good. He'll bring it down for the T-Jacks. And he's met by Webster. Green by Lynn. Over to Severin. Severin drives. Finds Lind under the hoop all by himself. That one's up pretty good for 2 points. Galvin will bring it down for the Eagles. Oh. And he's going to draw the foul on that one. Graydon's just going to foul him on that one. Possession stays here with the Eagles. Inbound pass to Webster. Webster for three. That one's up and good. Nice three-point shot by him. Gary Gould to bring it down for the T-Jacks. And he will get a three-point shot off. Larson will pull it down. Long pass to Webster. He'll put up a little jump shot. Oh, no good. Rebound by Lynn. Lynn to Gould. Gould with a long pass down to Severin. Looking like he's going to drive. They're going to call foul on 5-5, I'm going to bet. 5-5. Push. He's just using his body a little too much on his defense. We have Gunderson, Roll, and Hadarki coming in for Galvin, Webster, and Cumberledge. So glad those guys get to see a little bit of the floor here in the last 3 minutes. 3.5. Inbound pass to Severin. Severin with a long, too long three-point shot. They'll pass it back to him, though. They'll find Ilya Lind under the hoop again. He'll put it up, and that was good for two, making a 30-point lead. Hadarki to Griffin. Griffin. Oh, goodness gracious. Boys falling down. Long three-point shot. We have Devin Roll with a shot. That one's overthrown. Can go out of bounds. Last touch by the T-Jacks. Position will stay here under the hoop of the Eagles. Inbound pass to Hierarchy. It's completely blocked. Griffith with the ball now. He'll get it back to Hierarchy. Hierarchy to Larson. Larson up for three. That one's up and good. Severin with the ball for the T-Jacks. Severin to Gould. Gould looking like he's going to burn the clock while he can. He's got no one on him. He's way out there. Of course, he can be out there all by himself as long as he's got no defense on him. Green by Lind. Gary's going to drive in. Pass it to Akeley under the hoop. That one's up and good for two. Hadarki's pass to Griffin. Was blocked. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch, though, by Griffith. So, T-Jack's ball. Kazakin in for Gould. He'll bring it down. Get it off to Severin. Severin, wide open lane. And, of course, why wouldn't he go up with it? That was good for two. Hadarki bringing it down for the Eagles. Ooh, and looking like he didn't mean to pass to Graydon. I'm sure he didn't. But it'll be stolen away from them by Parker. Parker with a long pass down to Griffith. Griffith, oh, he tries to get it to Devin. It'll be stolen away by Brandel. Brandel with a reverse layup. That one's up and good. Oh, call foul on Hilly. I think that'll put Hardarski on the line for his one-and-one shot. We'll see. Maybe not. Maybe so. We'll see where they end up. If one and one, Elias foul on Hadarki will put him on the line for one free shot. If he makes it, he'll get another one. If not, they'll play it live. Again, we have Griffith, Hadarki, Larson, Roll, and Gunderson in for the Eagles, and Griffith's first shot up is first attempt is up and no good. Devin Roll with the rebound. He puts it back up and will get fouled. So this will be a two free throw shots for him. All right, Devin's first shot is up, and it is no good. Still 68-35, 130 left in this game. And the second one is up, and that one's good. He is in the book. Randall will bring it down for the T-Jacks. Looks like he's going to drive. Probably going to call a ball, body shot on Hodarki. Blue 4-5. Yeah, I'm just pushing off a little bit, but still a foul. Oh, and Cumberledge coming in for Parker. All right, Elia with the inbound pass to Severin. Severin will find Akeley under the hoop all by himself. That one's up and good. Cumberledge will bring it down for the Eagles. He will get past his defense. Well, he will. He'll get it off to Roll. Roll to Griffith. And I'll be stolen away from him by Brandle. Brandle with the layup. That one's up and good. And Cumberledge will bring it down for the Eagles. He'll get it off to Griffith. Griffith to Hodarki. He runs the baseline. Oh, he tries to get it off. That one's up. No good. It's going to go off the hands of Kazakin. Ball will stay here under the hoop for the Eagles. Inbound pass by Gunderson. He's looking for somebody. Try to get it off to Roll. It'll be stolen away by Kazakin. Kazakin fakes the pass, tries to put it up. He'll miss, but under the hoop, you'll find Akeley. Akeley puts it right back up for two. Cumberledge tries to make his way down. It's going to be stolen from him. Braden with the steal. And a quick 2 points, 76-36 now. 14 seconds left here in the game. Cumberledge will bring it down for the Eagles. Cumberledge for three. That one's up. Perfect. Nice shot. 3 seconds as Braden Brandle brings it down. He'll get his last 3 point shot off. But that one's good. And that buzzer is the end of the game. Final score 76-39 in favor of the hometown T-Jacks.